He just didn't. Right.
I guess
just
he just
like
didn't do
it.
It's your
I'm
life.
Fine with it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You're not breaking any rules.
All
right. He went to Clemson, first round pick, played with Buffalo, part of Bill's Mafia, I'm sure. Making his debut on the show. Here is CJ Spiller. What's up, CJ?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. We're talking about, I guess, the era we're living in and potentially some new norms in the future. Are you a handshake guy, or would you avoid that these days?
No, I'm a handshake guy. Okay. I mean, obviously.
Will you still be?
I mean, just to, you know, try to make, you know, I ain't going to say I don't try to want to make fun of the thing, but, you know, every now and then just to try to lighten up the mood, I give an elbow. But I'm still very cautious of, you know, who hands I'm shaking and stuff like that and things like that.
Well, the selfie game, I mean, you basically came into the NFL just as selfies were exploding. And I can only imagine how many people stopped you in Buffalo or wherever you happen to be and said, CJ, can I get your picture? Any awkward interactions with the selfie game at any point in your career?
I haven't had too many of those where, you know, you with the selfie game is, you know, the biggest thing is when you get the older generation that's not used to the iPhone that wasn't into the iPhone world. You have to get the camera phone.
Yeah.
I think that's the funny part that I get out of all of it. But as far as, you know, doing the selfie stuff, it's kind of been, I guess you say, pretty cool.
Okay. We were talking about the idea of, you know, no fans and how it's likely to be the case this September in the NFL if and when they play, and in college football if and when they play in September. But you went to Clemson, a monster, you know, like how many thousands of fans show up for those home games, and you played in Buffalo, you played in Kansas City. Arrowhead is famous for being how loud it is. Which team gains more from the fans? Is it college football or is it pro football?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot there. I would probably say college. Just the college atmosphere. I think if you ask really anybody that's really truthful with you, I would probably say the college atmosphere is definitely different than the NFL atmosphere. If that makes any sense, just because of the tailgating. I mean, that's not to, you know, downplay the NFL because it's great and has great fan bases, but just about not everybody has a Bills Mafia type fan base in the NFL. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But in the college football world, every home game, if you're the home team or opposing team, it's always going to be some type of tailgating going on, going into that stadium. And that's just not the case with the NFL. And you know, it has to do with, you know, the parking and all that stuff. So I would probably say the college probably has the upper hand when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I mean, the students, the bands, like just a college band go on the whole game, changes the atmosphere. And the idea of being a younger guy who's not making any money, who's, you know, maybe you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, you're trying to find some life from the crowd and it's not available to you, that'd be difficult. I would assume in the NFL you're like, all right, we're getting paid, we're pros, let's go out and do it. Like, let's
go play. Yeah, but I mean, it's still difficult, though. And I think the biggest thing I would say, I'd have had that experience both in the same location. When we played Miami in college, the Miami Hurricanes, I remember going out pregame and saying, holy cow, we're going to have to find some energy from within our sideline just because they didn't have a lot of fans in the stands. But then when we came back out probably, you know, right before kickoff, you know, it started filling up a little more with fans. And I got that same feeling when I was with Buffalo and we went and played the Miami Dolphins, is that, you know, you get there, it's not many fans in the stand because everybody down there, they're not all Dolphins fans. But, I mean, they just want to be to a game, so they're not showing up early and getting that excitement going, getting the deuces flowing. So as a player, you've got to try to say, you know, going to your head, I got to find this type of energy from somewhere else, either through my teammates or just some self-motivation, some self-talk, something to kind of get me going. Compared to if you go to Kansas City or you come to Buffalo, you know, you step out there during pregame that thing gonna be halfway full. So I mean, you definitely have some stadiums where you have to find that juice to kind of get yourself going.
With former Buffalo Bill C.J. Spiller, Bill's Mafia, famous for jumping through tables and their tailgate game is off the charts. What was your experience like just interacting with the fans in Buffalo?
Man, you know what? They have one of the best fan bases in the NFL. You know, I always Bill's Mafia always have a special place in my heart. Obviously, spent 5 years there. You know, went through a lot with those guys, both good and bad. But one thing I can say about that fan base is they show up and they show up, no matter the record, both home and away game. And you know, you don't get that in every organization in the NFL. So to me, that's why I think Bills Mafia definitely is a top two, top three fan bases throughout the whole NFL, just because them guys, they show up and they show out, no matter the record. And, you know, I remember when we got off, I want to say it was 2012 or 13, when we got off to like that 5-0 start. And you always hear the story about you can feel the electricity throughout the city. And I remember just driving around like feeling like you can actually feel the electricity, the excitement throughout the city, just talking to people in grocery stores, going through the drive-thru, talking to the cashiers. I mean, you can just feel the excitement that they was having just because of the good start that we had. Obviously, we didn't finish that season on a high note, but getting up to that fast start, you can just feel the energy in, surrounding the town. And it was a great feeling.
CJ, don't you think you have to have some success on the ice or on the field or the court to have that fan base, have that like notoriety? It's like we're in a city, Toronto, where everyone talks about this great fan base, but there's been hardly any success. Don't you think you have to have like winning to have that fan base be recognized properly?
Yeah, I definitely think that goes hand in hand. You know, winning obviously enhances the fan base, keep the fans energized, keep them excited, keep them coming back to games. And like you say, Toronto, they just won the NBA championship, you know, a year or two ago, so I'm pretty sure that fan base is already getting bigger and bigger. But even though they own the international team, they're still up there in that area. You know, that's a great fan base, you know, compared to, you know, Los Angeles Lakers. They're just a global name. They are an icon name. It's a historic franchise. So I don't think they'll ever get to that status, but I think just for where they're located, I think the Raptors fans does a wonderful job, and that's the same thing with NFL teams. I think, you know, the more you win, the more excited your fans are about that season and the coming season to come. But as players, you have to go out there and give those fans something to be excited about. You know, if you're going out there and you're losing, you know, year in and year out, you know, it's not giving those fans nothing excited about. But that's why I feel like Buffalo has one of the best fan bases, because, you know, it's been a long drought. Now they're starting to get that winning feeling back. But those guys still showed up. You know, rain, sleet, snow, it didn't matter. Those fans were still in the stands. They might have left early if we was losing during the game, but they were still showing up, you know, doing, like you say, going through the tables. I mean, so they were still showing up and still supporting us. And as a player, you just really just want to do more, because you see the excitement and the passion that they have for you to go out there and win.
Great catching up with you. We appreciate it, CJ. We'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this.
All right, thank you.
CJ Spiller, former Buffalo Bill. Well, like I know I'm at home.
I know, buddy.
The Grappler and Mullen, no one's texting back. I'm texting. I'm like, hey, yeah. What's going on here? The phone's bad and no one's
But he
no
kept hanging on for dear life. Yeah, like he would disappear, but then he would come back. Oh, and then it was like, okay, keep him on. And then it would just go south. And your head shaking just kept.
I was so rattled.
There was three very strong head shakes, and one like I was watching Owen the return beat. He's trying to keep it together. I turned my mic off because I'm like, I can't keep it together either. Because I'm like, this guy's head is gonna explode.
I know. When I see him shaking his head and getting mad, I find it so funny, and I have to laugh. It's the funniest thing I can ever see.
I know.
It's an unfortunate set of circumstances. It's no one's fault.
Here's what's happened. Like, I have to give Mullen has to make the call. Like, ultimately, yeah. Mullen's the guy, the only guy in the studio. So he's the one that's got to put him on hold or not. I can't. Yeah. If I'm in studio, I can talk back and say, that's it. Like, get rid of him. I don't mean that to be disrespectful, but his phone was bad. Like, his phone, it was really, really in and out, which isn't his fault. It happens. We've been lucky for a couple of months. We've had very good reception somehow. But I just feel like I have no control over the show. Like, I have no control. And, hey. What are you going to do?
Well, it's all text good. You text Mulls, and Mulls wrote back like he's hanging on by a thread. I thought he said that. It's like it's just hanging on, and then that's it. Like, and then, you know, I was waiting. Like, there was one question I was going to put my thumb up there to be like, I'm going to ask it. And then his phone started cutting out, and I lost myself because I was watching you shake your head, Hayes. I'm like, Hayes is going to flat out cut him off right now and just let him go. Like, and he was very thoughtful with his answers, and that's the thing. Like, it's not a bad interview. It's just unfortunate that his phone was cutting out.
Yeah, and you know how I stand on this. I've been saying it forever. It's the worst. Like, it's crushing radio,
it is.
And I hate it.
It is.
But I can't do anything about it. Like, unless I'm going to literally talk over the radio and be like, hey, I don't have a talk back button here to even be like, hey, put it on hold. We'll call him back. You know, the grappler is just crickets. He's not contributing anything to the text messaging. Yeah. He's
had a tough day today.
I'm leaning on the grappler to be like, yeah, I'm hearing it too. Not great. Why don't we throw it on hold or something? Yeah. And just crickets.
Feathers. But,
his brain's in Barry.
Yeah, well, it is. It's crossing over to a different world.
His number came up as 289 in the group text.
Steve. Right. I don't know. 289 Steve.
289 Steve. Hey, guys. God, who is that?
Don't know what happened.
Anyway, it's all good. Thanks to CJ Spiller for joining us.